USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Three people are now testing positive for coronavirus every second. It's a startling statistic as the nation hit nearly 2 million cases this week. That means the daily average is up to 277,000, the highest of the pandemic. The uptick comes as the CDC this week shortened the recommended time individuals need to isolate if they test positive for COVID-19. The agency cut the time frame from 10 days to 5. This as Surgeon General Vic Murphy reminds everyone that getting vaccinated protects you. The Surgeon General has a blunt warning.
The most important role of vaccination is to save your life and keep you out of the hospital.
President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin talking today. The two set to discuss the situation at the border of Russia and Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, GoSonsOfLiberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. GoSonsOfLiberty.com.
President Biden is asking the Supreme Court to overturn its enforcement of the Trump-era remain-in-Mexico border policy, saying it leaves illegal immigrants in unacceptable conditions. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd reacts to the administration's claim, saying overturning the policy would only help drug and human trafficking cartels.
The criminal cartels do not fear law enforcement. What they fear is policy. They fear if they're going to be prosecuted. They fear if MPP is going to be brought back, because then they can't go into countries and advertise their services and make billions of dollars off of our policies.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The policy forces asylum seekers to wait in Mexico until a United States judge hears their claims. The FDA is reportedly expected to broaden eligibility for Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine boosters to kids ages 12 to 15. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Early research shows some rapid antigen tests are possibly less sensitive at finding the Omicron variant of the coronavirus. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky addresses the research on the Today Show.
We do know that the antigen test may not perform as well as it had for prior variants, the Alpha variant and the Delta variant, but it's still picking up quite a bit of infection. So a really, really helpful tool.
Researchers with the NIH, along with the FDA, use samples from patients confirmed to have the Omicron variant to study the effectiveness of antigen tests. In the aftermath of Senator Joe Manchin saying he cannot vote for President Biden's Build Back Better agenda, House progressives are calling on the president to use his executive power to move forward Democrats' social spending bill, which is now stalled in the Senate. Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Dingell joins Fox News to discuss the legislation.
There are many things that a lot of people want in the Build Back Better bill, like lowering the cost of prescription drugs. Employers are desperate to get people into jobs, the child care issue.
The Senate is evenly divided 50-50, and the Biden administration cannot afford to lose one vote on the Build Back Better legislation. More news always online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.